I'm John Mowinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Thursday in boys golf at the NICL tournament at Pheasant Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls, Applington Parkersburg was third, Grundy Center was fourth, HWSR was 12th, Dyke New Hartford was 13th, and South Hardin was 14th. At a triangular at North Union, they won with 171, Belmont Clummy 175, Garner Hayfield Ventura 178. At the North Central Conference tournament at Legacy Golf Course in Mason City, Iowa Falls Alden was 5th, Clarion Goldfield Oz was 7th, and Hampton Dumont Cal was 9th. St. Ansgar beat North Butler 153-189. In girls' golf at a triangular at North Union, Garner Hayfield Ventura won with 221, Belmont Clummy 242, North Union didn't have a team score. At a triangular at St. Edmund, Clear Lake won with 176, Clarion Goldfield Oz 236, St. Edmund 266. At a triangular at St. Ansgar, they won with 194, North Butler 197, Iowa Falls Alden 203. At the New Hampton tournament, Dyke New Hartford was 6th. In girls soccer, Dyke New Hartford beat Columbus Catholic 6-1. Webster City beat Hampton Dumont Cal 10-0. Number 13 in 1A Iowa Falls Alden beat Garner Hayfield Ventura 5-0. Humboldt beat Wright County 6-0. In boys soccer, Webster City beat Hampton Dumont Cal 1-0. Garner Hayfield Ventura beat Iowa Falls Alden 1-0. Wright County tied Humboldt 1-1. Boys tennis, Applington Parkersburg beat Grundy Center 8-1. In track and field at the NICL Mega Meet at East Marshall, in the boys standings, Grundy Center was first, Applington Parkersburg was third, South Hardin fourth, Dyke New Hartford eighth, HWSR 15th. In the girls standings, Grundy Center was first, Dyke New Hartford second, Applington Parkersburg third, South Hardin seventh, and HWSR tied for 10th. At the co-ed Top of Iowa West meet at North Union, in the boys' standings, Belmont Clummy was 6th, and in the girls' standings, they were 8th. At the boys' North Central Conference meet at Algona, Iowa Falls Alden was 3rd, Hampton Dumont Cal was 6th, and Clarion Goldfield Oz was 8th. At the girls' North Central Conference meet at Webster City, Hampton Dumont Cal was 5th, Iowa Falls Alden was 7th, and Clarion Goldfield Oz was 9th. At the co-ed Top of Iowa East meet at Northwood Kensett in the boys' standings, North Butler was 3rd and West Fork was 6th. In the girls' standings, North Butler was 2nd and West Fork was 3rd. On today's schedule in girls' golf, Grundy Center will host the Schuttbach Classic that will also include Clarion Goldfield Oz and Dyke New Hartford. North Butler will host West Fork. Boys' golf, Grundy Center will be at the South Tama County Invite. West Fork will be at North Butler. In boys' soccer, APD&H will host GCGR. In girls' soccer, number 10 and 1A Applington Parkersburg will be at GCGR. The Grundy Center track and field teams swept the team titles at Thursday's NICL Mega Meet at East Marshall. The Spartan girls scored 116 points to secure the program's third consecutive conference championship. Head coach Todd Roller.
This is the best feeling, knowing that these girls have put in all the work over the years, and being able to win this conference 3 years in a row is really something special, because I will say forever that the NICL is the best track conference in the state. And, you know, I could not be more proud of my girls and their effort. I'm just thankful and blessed to have these group of girls to work with, and their parents, and the support of our school and community. There aren't really any words. You know, I feel like it's like a career topper.
The Grundy Center boys scored 111 points, getting past Denver by 2 points in a meet that was decided in the final race. Head coach Chris Conger says it was a full team win.
When you get to this situation, and you have to, you know, every point matters. You know, you look at those guys, and Leo Block in the 2 mile and the mile, he got eighth in both of them. Not a glorious position to be in, but for a freshman, he knew what he had to do. And if you watched his race, it's a kid that understood the assignment. And whenever you get kids like that, and you just get so passionate about them, because they aren't going to make the front page of the paper, but at the same time, they're the kids that end up winning you the meet.
Top local performers in the boys' meet for Grundy Center include first place finishes by Braden Davey in the 200 and 400, Judd Jaromski in the 400 meter hurdles, Emerson Vokes in the 1600 and 3200, and the sprint medley relay. They had second place finishes by Emerson Vokes in the 800, Pete Lebo in the 110 meter hurdles, and the 4x100. AGWSR was 15th with 10 team points. Their top performers included Bo Starr, 3rd in the shot put, and Carl Hooger, 7th in the 400. Applington Parkersburg was 3rd with 79.5 points. They had first place finishes by the distance medley relay, 4x200 and 4x400. They had second place finishes by the 4x800 and Owen Prusner in the 400 meter hurdles. Dyke New Hartford was 8th with 46 points. They had a second place finish by the 4x200, and Dawson Dietrich was third in the discus. South Hardin was fourth with 69 points. They had runner-up finishes by Casey Williamson in the 100 and 200, Peyton Welch in the long jump, and Preston Dolash in the shot put. Top performers in the girls' meet for Grundy Center, they had first place finishes by Grace Storyhan in the 800, Allison Kalk in the high jump, the distance medley relay, the 4x100, and the 4x400. They had runner-ups by Ava Heron in the 100, the sprint medley relay, and 4x200. AGWSR tied for 10th with 34.5 points. Carly Hooger was first in the discus, and Piper Smith was fourth in the 400. Applington Parkersburg was third with 74 points. The 4x200 was first. They had runner-up finishes by Ella Butcher in the 200, Lorna Bernard in the long jump, the shuttle hurdle relay, and the 4x800. Dyke New Hartford was second with 100 points. They had first-place finishes by Chloe Paulson in the 100, 200, and long jump, and second-place finishes by Emmy Sager in the 800, Myla Silliman in the high jump, and the 4x400. South Hardin was 7th with 44 points. The sprint medley relay was 1st, and Ada Eller was 2nd in the 400. Find complete results at radioonthego.com. The North Central Conference held its girls' conference track and field meet Thursday in Webster City, where two area athletes won conference championships. Hampton-Dumont Cal's Marin Subert entered the meet, leading the conference in the discus throw with a throw of 130 feet 9 inches and won at 132.10.
And discus, we had a PR, which I was not expecting early, so there was good competition there because Reagan Haynes from Algona PR'd a couple times and met my same mark I started off with, so I had to get past that, but it was a really good day.
Iowa Falls Alden's Izzy Jansen won the conference championship in the 100-meter hurdles in 15.24 seconds.
I think, really, I just need to build up more speed and keep my speed up, and I just need to gain as much speed as I can before next week, and so hopefully I can drop my time lower. And with the D-Med, too, I think we all just need to run our best at qualifying meet, and hopefully something great happens.
Among other top performers, Hampton-Dumont Cal's Madison Helskov was second in the high jump at 5 feet even. In the girls' standings, Hampton-Dumont Cal was fifth with 52 points, Iowa Falls Alden was 7th with 39 points, and Clarion Goldfield Dawes was 9th with 15 points. The boys' North Central Conference track and field meet was in Algona. Iowa Falls Alden won the 4x200 in 132.10. They were 2nd in the 4x800 in 850.34, the sprint medley relay in 355.82, and the shuttle hurdle relay in 104.30. Andrew Heron finished 2nd in the 3200. Hampton-Dumont Cal's Aiden Keene was 2nd in the 110-meter hurdles. In the standings, Iowa Falls Alden was 3rd with 113 points. Hampton-Dumont Cal was 6th with 59 points. And Clarion Goldfield Dawes was 8th with 38 points. UNI redshirt senior and Dyke New Hartford alum Parker Kiewit has been named the Missouri Valley Conference's Men's Track Athlete of the Week, as announced by the league office on Wednesday. The selection is Kiewit's first outdoor weekly conference honor of his career and second overall after earning track honors in January in indoor competition. Kiewit posted a strong sprinting performance at the Fresno State Invitational last weekend. He ran the second leg of UNI's school record and first place 4x100-meter relay team, along Tinashe Chikudu, Luke Myers, and Luke Nevitt in 39.47 seconds, the fastest time in the MVC this season, and 0.01 off tying the conference record set by Wichita State in 2003. Kiewit also captured first place in the men's 200-meter dash at Fresno State with a season-best time of 20.84 seconds, the MVC's top time in the event this year, and 6th fastest legal time in Northern Iowa history. He also placed 2nd in the 100 in a career-best 10.49 seconds. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mowenkoll.